On page Ayin Gibel, we are 6 lines from the top. 6 lines from the top.
What page?
Ayin Gibel. Yeah, we're up to. We're up to Ayin Gimel, the topic of inviting your fellow man, a Gneva Stas, the Sugya of Gneva Stas. Gvaldiga Sugya. Okay, so it says over here on page Ayin Gimel, it was 6 lines from top of Chaim, Lo Yisarhev. You should not. The word Yisarhev means you should not pursue. You should not. What's the good word for Yisarhev? To force. Not force. Not on our force. To badger. No, there's a better word. A simple word. You should not.
Nudge,
but a more refined word. Okay, lo yis sarhe. I'm this. There's a pester. Okay, pester is another word. Don't ask. Don't try to force a person with words. Adam b'chaveroi sheyoyim aloy echol. Come, please, come, eat by me. Come, I love you so much. Come to my home, and you know good and well that this fellow will never, ever, ever come to your home. Never. So why then are you saying, why then are you inviting? Not only that, your wife would never let you take the guy into the house anyway. So why then are you inviting him? Because you want to basically make believe I care about you. To score some points.
It's inviting somebody to eat lunch after big kiddush.
Okay, so don't, why are you doing this? You're trying in order to go and you want to make believe. Obviously you're getting something out of this by going and asking him, inviting him for lunch. He's going to reciprocate. But the truth is, you know he's not going to come, and you know you anyway can't give him. Okay, so do not do this. Okay, don't. That's forbidden. That's called Gneva Stas. However, I did learn recently that you're allowed to ask, even if you know a person will not come and eat by you. Let's say you really know to be a fact. You are permitted, this is what it says in the big books, you are permitted to invite him 1 or 2 times. Because that's called minhanimus. Even though you know, I know he's not going to come. I know it. I know for sure he's not going to come. Whatever it is. But you, if he'll come, halavai, you have to be honest. If he'll come, you'll open the door, put out the world red carpet. But just ask him even once. You would say, you can argue, it's called Gneva's Das. I am absolutely certain he will not come. So it says here very precisely, Lo Yisarhe. Yisar means don't ask him 20 times. But 1 or 2 times is permitted. Why? Because that's just Derech Eretz. That even though you know he's not going to come, so you know if you ever need a place to eat, my home is open to you. Please, we'd love to have you. And you know he's not coming. This is just like saying good morning to a person. It's not interpreted in today's day and age, even in time of Chazal, even in time of Sefer Hasidim, to be called Gneva's Das. Gneva's Das is the word Yisari. That's what I'm trying to find the right word. The word Yisari means to pester, to keep on badgering him. Come. What are you doing? You know he's not coming. You're trying to go score some points. What are you trying to do over here? That is awesome. But to persuade him, but once or twice is mutur,
even
and exactly social etiquette. That is menschlichkeit. That is permitted 100%. Next. Don't give him gifts. Okay, tikrovos means gifts. Don't go and say, oh, I want to give you a gift. And he doesn't accept it. You know he's not going to accept it. So what are you giving him a gift for? You want to, you know, you score points. But you don't really want to give him the gift. You're just giving it him because this is Gneva Stas. Do not open Chavios and that anyway. In other words, the guy comes, oh, in honor of you, we're going to open up a new bottle of wine. Okay, a guy comes to your home, Yitaka comes, he comes, and now you take out a bottle of wine and you say, ah, in honor of you, only because we're Zoiche today to have you as a guest, we're going to open up this exquisite bottle of wine. Guess what? you were going to use that wine no matter what, even if you didn't come today to your home. That was the bottle of wine you were planning to use no matter what. And now you say, oh, because you've come to our home today, we're opening up this special exotic bottle of wine. That's outright Geneva Stas. What are you doing? You've been going to have died. You're saying to him, now this is a shocking. What he's saying over here is, we always like to use this as a springboard for halacha, and this is shaloika halacha. Do you say to him, oh, you've come, oh, thank you for coming for lunch today. You should not now have a bottle of wine, but you should know, I'm not opening this bottle of wine because of you. I was anyway going to open this bottle. Don't go think that just because I invited you for lunch, I'm doing anything special for you. Anyway, that's an insult. That's something disgusting. Just keep your mouth shut. If he wants to think, let him think whatever he wants to think. That's not your problem. But don't insult him. Okay? Yet, that's not what it says here in the Sefer Chassidim. We don't pass like what it says over here. It's clearly not lahalacha. It's a different generation, a different mindset, a different degree of erlichkeit, of a different standard that we have a very hard time relating to. Eloi yoim aloi say da. Kiloi b'shul chaniyos. I'm not doing this because of you. That's what you should say to him. Really? That's what you should say to him? That's not lahalach. You go to the person, goes to the hospital to visit someone, and then you go next door and you see a guy, your next door neighbor. So, oh, so nice of you to come. Excuse me. I didn't come for you. I couldn't care less if you dropped dead. I came for someone else.
He's quoting the Gemara.
He says the chulin. You have to see the Gemara inside. Exactly what the Gemara there says. It's his interpretation. He's extrapolating. I don't think the Gemara said that. I think he's extrapolating. He's coming to give his interpretation, which is indeed there are many pirushim in the Gemara, and halacha l'maisa. Clearly, we do not pass him like this. You never, ever, ever insult a person. If he wants to make a mistake, gezuntehei. If he puts you on the spot and asks you the question, in fact, many places you're allowed to outright lie. He actually says to you, are you opening this bottle because of me? I can't believe this. You're taking out this $100 bottle, you're opening it because of me. Is that really true? Many places can say you're allowed to lie. I say, yeah, I am.
Would it be right to say,
the simcha, the cover,
the guest, the cover.
You got to be diplomatic. Ani Esav b'choyrecha. Right, it's a law. How in the world was Esav allow Yaakov to say, "Ani Esav b'chayrecha"? I am Esav, your firstborn. How in the world was Yaakov Avinu, the Ish HaEmes, titin Emes li Yaakov, allowed to say to his father, "Ani Esav b'chayrecha"? Shocking, shocking thing. So all you give me all these lumdish answers. Rashi, Ani, I am who I am. Comma, pause. Esav b'chayrecha. When you lay in the Baal Kriya, when he lay by you, did he pause?
No.
All right, Mayesu, do you pause?
No.
Ani? Esav b'chayrecha. So do you pause? Yaakov is talking. Ani? Esav b'chayrecha. So what? So did he say a lie?
No.
He didn't?
He said he paused.
You paused, but it sounds like a lie to me. Ani Esav b'chayrecha. So what are you going to answer? Another lumsh answer. That's right. I am the firstborn. I am. I am now in the place of Esav. Esav came back from he killed with Nezira Dosha. He wanted some lentils. I said, I'll give you the lentils if you sell me your firstborn right. Gezuntehei. And ani anochi holich lamos. Lamazeli b'chayrecha. So I indeed now am Esav b'chayrecha. That's right. I purchased the firstborn right. I am now, I have the rights. I indeed am Esav b'chayrecha because I purchased it fair and square. These are all lumdish answers, Rabbi Yisai. Lumdish answers. It spins, but it doesn't take away from we expect higher, more from Yaakov Avinu. Right? Isn't that? But that's part of the big mystery. The Bechorah came about in such a
devious
way. It's a very, very shocking thing. So this Rabbi Yisai, he says over here, a very big chiddush, that a person comes into your home and you might be misleading him. You have to reveal the truth and say to him, don't think you're anything special. You're a garnish from a garnished. You're nothing. I wouldn't even spend a dollar on you. I have some leftover sanu. Right, better give it to you than give it to the dog. Right? So according to the Sefer Chassidim, that's what you got to tell him. According to the Sefer Chassidim, you got to tell him that. Your mamish got to tell him those words. I'm nothing doing it for you. Don't make any mistake. Halacha l'maisa, do we paskin like this? Absolutely not. Halacha l'maisa, we paskin, just keep your mouth shut. If this fellow fools himself into thinking that you are treating him with wide gloves, that's not, I didn't do it. It's his problem. He wants to think, he's such a balgaiva, it's his problem. I had this maisa. There was a guy there in shul. It was very interesting. There were two bachim there. There was an old bachim, myself included, there in shul. And the son walked into shul and he came back from a simcha. I was dressed up. He was dressed up. So this fellow, he said to him, Oh, I see you coming back from a simcha. You all dressed up. It's not last night. So the fellow said to him, Yeah. But I'm waiting for the big simcha. So I thought he was saying to this guy, I'm waiting for you to get married. That's what I thought. I think he's giving him a compliment. I thought the big simcha, like when you're going to get married. So the fellow, he said to him, I don't know when Mashiach's going to come. So he says something, I don't know the exact word. He says, yeah, we're all waiting for Mashiach to come. We're all waiting for Mashiach, that. And I was shocked that he said that. Because this fellow interpreted the big simcha, not about himself, about, I'm going to get married. But he interpreted when this fellow said, I'm waiting for the big simcha, he meant Mashiach. And the other person said, he said, yeah, that's right. And that's what I don't remember the exact words, but that's exactly what he meant. When he said, waiting for the big simcha means waiting for Mashiach to come. And this person could have so easily have interpreted that the person was giving him a personal compliment. And I was blown away.
I never would have thought of it as Mashiach, would you?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I definitely wouldn't. But that's what he said. That is what he did. It was so amazing. This person, he did not view it as self. Most people like me, you think about yourself. Everything revolves around you, right? The whole world revolves around you. So when someone says, I'm waiting for the big simcha, he means my simcha. That's the big simcha, right? The world revolves around. And this guy didn't think about himself. And he was right. Because if he would have said something about himself, he would have been so embarrassed. Because in fact, the one that said that comment, he didn't mean him. He meant Taka Mashiach. And I was watching this, and I was like, wow, I'm really like in another world. If it would have been me, I would have attributed the statement to myself. And I would have said something like that. And then I would have been so embarrassed, because it's not what that person meant. And this guy, he didn't attribute to himself, and he wasn't embarrassed. And it was amazing. It's amazing.
Listen to Gemara.
Unless he's hoidealoi.
Yeah.
So hoidealoi, he's interpreting to mean what he says, but that's not necessarily the pshat.
I understand. I'm going to English because
Ela imkein hoidio, unless he informs him. What does that mean exactly? It's a little bit vague what that means. You have to go look at what does Rashi say.
He says if he really means it, sometimes
there can
really
be many
are,
interpretations. El machriso lechen vini, mechartia lechen vini, ve'ena nifsat. What does he say? He says I already sold this to the storekeeper. I'm not losing. He's opening up a big barrel. So he says to him, I sold this barrel. I sold this barrel to a storekeeper. Therefore, when I'm opening up this barrel, I'm not losing any money. So how does he say it over here? He says over here, his words are, the Oymer loy, v'chein lo yiftach chavis hatshichas lo viposach, v'zeh gunav daid v'oymer, ki lichvoy dehu poischoy, elo yoymer loy da, ki loy b'shvilcha ani oiseh. That's much harsher. Doesn't say in the Gemara. You just make it, I have this barrel over here, I'm opening it up. Here, you don't go insult him, you don't say negative. He says, Beferish, I'm not doing this for you. Doesn't say in the Gemara. That's his interpretation of the Gemara. All the Gemara says, just don't rub it in. Just say, I got a barrel. I sold to the storekeeper, so I have this barrel over here. Let's enjoy it. That's not the same as saying, don't make any mistake over here. I'm not doing this for you. It's a whole different world. Obviously, he's reading the Gemara and he has a different understanding of the Gemara, which is all subject to interpretation of how far you go in the laws of Geneva Stas. Geneva Stas is a very, very big topic, very, very big topic of when it's smooth, when it's usher. And the general we possibly is the atse adafsha, the person is allowed to fool himself. There are different cases with Geneva Stas is mutter. It's mutter l'tzarech mitzvah. What is the tzarech mitzvah? And I wrote a whole thing over here. I surely should have looked before, but let's leave it for now. Let's now move further. Further is...
That it means that should be mouth and heart the same.
No, it's not what it means. That's being sincere. It means you should not mislead a person to make...
If he wants to open for himself, he should not go, I am going to open for you. He's not respect. He's not more respect.
No, it's not respect. It's don't mislead a person. Yeah. Don't mislead a person. Yeah?
Opposite. You always opening a expensive bottle of wine. Let's say wine. Very expensive.
Yes.
And now he invites somebody and he comes and makes a comment. Oh, you're drinking always so expensive wine? And you say, no, that's because of you.
So that...
You know what happens on the order?
You're not really allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. That's called Geneva Stas. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to say only because of you. You're not allowed to say that. You say, yeah. L'chavod Shabbos. L'chavod Shabbos. You have to be. You have to be. You got to be sophisticated, very diplomatic, to know how to say it without insulting him and without lying. If he puts you on the spot, he mamish puts you on the spot. And you have no choice. If you're going to say the wrong answer, he's going to be insulted, then you enter into a new world. In the world of Mishanin Mipnei Dargei Shalom. But you should never allow yourself to be put in that situation. You have to be diplomatic. Once you get burnt once, in the future you'll know how to plan accordingly that you should not be put into that situation. But if you are in a very unusual situation, put into a very difficult situation where you're asked to actually, you put on the spot, and now if you're going to lie, you overrun midvar sheker tirchok, there is an exception, that if your lie does not result in a loss of money for anyone, and if your lie is going to bring an increase of shalom ba'aretz, not hurt someone's feeling, Chazal say it's mutter. Chazal say, the creation was based upon this. Chazal say, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He asked the Malachim. And the Malachim said, don't create man because man is kulay ketota. Man, they fight. And then Hashem is another said, Malachim, don't create man because they're shakronim, they're liars. And then Hashem said, I've got the whole discussion. Hashem said, Hashlech le'eretz emes. Hashem took emes and he threw it down to the world. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get lost. And so what did that accomplish? Chazal say it took away the complaint of Kitata, the quarrelsome. These two malachim are mutually exclusive. If there is MS, there will always be machlokes. If you take away MS, you're able to have shalom, peace. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, built into the DNA of creation is we're going to, at times, compromise on MS, in order to maintain shalom. And this was a condition that was necessary for creation. Okay, I don't have any details of the Medrash, but we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu consulted with Malach and he asked Malach what about creation, and the end was Hashem rejected Emes. Get out of my face. Get out of my hashlech la'aretz hashlech, I can't remember the expression. Alright, that's what the Chazal say. There's a whole shul Torah on this.
Years ago, this guy was forced to tell the truth, and he was a lawyer. He couldn't tell the truth. Got himself into
all kinds of trouble. It's impossible. They say this all the time. It's impossible. You always get in trouble. Okay, let's go further. Let's move ahead. The chayin.
You can't tell the guy. It
all started with not being to a shaggy. That's how
to a guy.
To a guy. But he says, like, you shouldn't tell him, you know, invite somebody. He talks, he mentions exactly inviting somebody who you know is not going to come. Or telling him you're opening up a barrel of wine specifically
for you.
Right, right, right. You could let him think it is, as long as you don't say.
That's the principle.
He says, I don't hold like Rashi, but because you could let the guy be misled.
From Rashi, it's mashma. Rashi, it's mashma.
Rashi seems to say you have to tell him, like it says over here, you have to tell him, I'm not doing it for you. He said, you don't have to tell him, I'm not doing it for you. If he thinks so, even though you're not, you know, you're just saying, open up a new barrel of wine. And he thinks it's for him, that's okay, as long as you didn't say that you are.
What about personally inviting everybody? You know, we did the whole shul list, you know, and there are obviously many people there that you don't even know or you really don't want them to come. You know, so here, in a certain way, you're doing something very personal. Inviting him.
I hear what you're saying. I hear you want to go make a Shalom Zachar. Everyone should come. Everyone should come to Shalom Zachar. And you know that you cannot possibly accommodate the entire shul, and yet you're inviting everyone just to score points. You're a nice guy. Everyone should say in the shul, you're a nice guy. You're a nice guy. So first of all, it's min hanimus. Okay, we learned before that it's lo yisarev. You're not yisarev. It could be that those type of announcements, this fellow is making a Shalom Zachar. You know that 90% of the people are not going to come. You're trying to pick up a few customers. Okay, so...
They just want to be nice.
It's nice. It's not... Those type of things are not Gnevistas. Gnevistas, it's a very, very... Okay, I don't know the pratim. Okay, let's... Okay, we have to go further. V'chein kol chayotz b'zeh. Two lines from the end of the paragraph. V'chein kol chayotz b'zeh. Afil l'mil achash l'pitu v'gnevistas osur. Even one word... Even one word of Peter Gedevastas also Elishvas MS Ruch Nochin Liv Tarbi called Eovil Vahavois. A person should only seek out to speak MS and words Ruch Nochin Vilev Tahar, a pure heart, Mikol Ovel Vihavois, and distance yourself from any transgression and crookedness. Havois means crookedness. Vicholat Stadim Shalodim Yiyamitim. Everything a person does should be MS. Lo yebal dvarim, don't talk too much. Okay, a person should watch his words. There's such a measure that a person that comes into this world has a limited number of words. Your words are counted. When a person reaches the end of the words, the counter in Shemayim, counting your words. When you run out of words, time is up. That's it.
My father told me that 100 times.
You only have a certain. There's such a chazal. Only a certain. But what's the chazal said is an exception. Words of Torah and tefillah are not part of that calculation. Only words of divrei chol. V'loi hitul. Hitul means like a word of expression, of joking. Leitzanis, leitzchoik, ki sechoik v'kal esroish, maragil amadu l'erva. Leitzanis leads a person to be nichshol na'arayos. Lefichach, lo yeparitz b'schoik, a person should not make too many jokes. It's not good to be the joker. Don't be the joker in society. I attack no person... Just like this, he was a very big joker. In fact, not only that, he actually put out tapes. Many, many years ago, he put out like Purim spiel tapes, and the tapes were hilarious. And then he moved to Lakewood. He moved to a development in Lakewood, and he had a regular job. He was a hardworking guy, and he was just a very good joker. And when he was in his 20s, he put out these really, really great CDs on Purim CDs, making like real it's honest. And then people would, he became a celebrity those years. And people asked him to come entertain them by different events. Like a comedian, a stand-up comedian by different Jewish events, by Sheva Brachas, by Avart, or this, that. So he started doing it. And then he just stopped. He totally just quit. Quit cold turkey. And I was in the car with him not so long ago, and they were talking about this, and they were not with him, with someone else who was very close with him, and they said, why did he stop? He says because it was ruining his life. His reputation was just a joker.
No one took him
serious. Right, his whole, like, he had a serious job. He was a serious job. He was trying to move up in his profession, trying to get advanced. His kids were getting older. He had kids getting into Shidduchim age. And like, I'm not interested in having a reputation as being a clown. It's not a milah. Everyone, this guy, he's a clown. He's a town clown. It's not a mila. It's not a mila to have that reputation. So he just quit. He didn't need it for the money. He knew it was a nice thing. He knew how to be mesmerich people, but to a degree, not to the degree where that's his whole reputation. He's just a joker. Here as well, a person can become a joker without even trying. There are certain people, oh, this guy, everything's a joke. Everything's a joke. That is not a good... He's saying here, you don't want to be in that situation. A person, a person should not overdo it when it comes to these matters. The person also likewise don't go to the extreme. Don't be a sad, depressed person. Person should greet everyone normally. Do not be arrogant. Nifal lahoin and nival is a pasuk. Nival should be to an extreme. Otzel ubatel. Don't be lazy. Generous, not esek vayesek b'toyra. Spend most of your time learning and only a short time in business. The Chavetz Chaim writes, shocking thing. A person should not spend more than 3 hours a day earning a livelihood. Okay? Impossible, right? Impossible. Okay, impossible. No one knows what the Chavetz Chaim means, because in today's society, if you make a parnasa, it's not possible. What do you know what it means? It's not the way society is set up. When you're working, there's no time for anything else. Unfortunately, some people, you know, I used to work full time. You know, you work full time. I don't even know the Parshas HaShavua. That's what happens when you get so worked up. You mamish get so worked up. No, it's not that I'm getting caught up. That's how it is. Just how it is. Not everyone has the ability. It's not so simple. Even not so simple. Today we live in this society where there's almost no such thing as 9 to 5. There's almost no job that's 9 to 5. Doesn't exist 9 to 5. Job is 9 to 5. You work. You're working. Okay, you work basically 9 to 5, but the office, the phone, you answer the phone from 9 to 5, but the workload. That's the way society is. It's a very frightening thing. I remember going to the airport and the person there asked you what a chiloni working for El Al, okay, a chiloni working for El Al. They want to know if you're a terrorist. So what do they ask you? What shul did Avin in? What's this week's parsha? Now that's a scary question, because there are a lot of very good, fine, religious people that don't know. You know why they don't? What, you know, they drive that question. I'm not sure. They don't know. You know why they don't know? No. You learned in yeshiva. You learned supposedly daf yom. Okay. You made a sima shas. You're a fine talmud chacham. You were the best boy in Lakewood. You don't know what parsha it is. Well, when you have 7 children, and you're working full time to make a parnasa. And you have to go to PTA, and you got to go do carpool, and you got to go take the kids to the doctor, and you got to go do a million things. You don't have time to go to the bathroom. Forget about being Mavis Sedra. Okay, maybe when the kids get a little bit older and things calm down, maybe you'll have a little more time. But with certain tekufas in your life, when you have little children, you're trying to establish yourself in your parnasa. That's the way the world is, Rabbi Yisai. Who are we fooling? What?
I see it in shul. And the Balkari starts the parsha, then they all flip the pages. They don't even know
what parsha is. It's frightening. But it's not a kasha. He writes over here, a person should not let that happen to himself. Yeah, good, easy for you to say, right? but Chavetz Chaim writes, spending more than 3 hours a day on your parnasa, you're in trouble.
You know why? Because everybody was coming to do business with him. The other stores, nobody was going. He was closing his door to be there for the other.
I don't know. Stores. Listen, I don't know. Maybe it's only in America like this. I don't know. I had a guy come and install cable. Some work with phones from Optimum. Schwarzer. So I start schmoozing with him. Where do you come from? He comes from Jamaica. So I said, you like it? He's worked. I started talking to him, you like America? So he goes, no, I don't like it here. He says, here it's all about work. My home country, a certain time of the day, work is over. And we all go out into the streets and we play. We play ball, we enjoy, we do this, we do that. In America, work. You just work the whole day, you work, more money. There's no, in my home country, we're very poor. And we work, we have jobs, but then it comes a point in time, that's it. No more work. And then everyone relaxes and we spend the remainder of the day doing other things with our family and our friends. Okay, so maybe it's not so bad. What is life all about anyway? Okay, we live in a society where it's hard to imagine that type of perspective. There's no such job like that today. Those type of jobs in this country don't exist. You could just work by the hour when you want, you're done. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. I don't know where. He writes here, a person, ideally, Rabbi said, ideally a person, he writes right over here, should not let himself get involved. Most of your time should be spent in Yoni of Ruchnis and only Ma'at Esek, the Oisek Batoira. Oisai Ma'at Shuchelko Yismach Boy, the Ma'at that you learn Torah, you should rejoice in Vloya Adam Balkitata, Balkina, all the Ram Shutim, do not be a quarrelsome person, Balkina, Baltaiva, the Ain Radif Achara Kovoid. How do you like that? This will be censored today. Don't run after kavod. What is more valuable? Let me ask you, money or kavod? Only can have one. What would you want? A lot of money?
Money gives you kavod.
The answer, what is more valuable?
None of them.
Kavod is a much greater asset than mammon. How do you know? Because you find people paying a lot of money to get kavod. You don't see anyone giving up kavod for money.
But kavod doesn't pay the rent.
Kavod, but still doesn't pay the rent, but people will pay a lot of money for kavod.
Extra money.
Extra money. But no one's going to pay kavod in order to have a couple of bucks. It's very rare. Very rare. People will be mechel on their kavod for a few dollars. But they'll give a lot of money to have a title, to have that honor. Okay, do not be roidiv achra kavod, ki akin v'atav kavod, but this other men oilam, period. Let's take a short break, and we have a great topic today. We're talking about the menorah. I want to talk about a yard site candle. Where does a yard site candle come from, and all of the matters related to a ner neshama?
When you say me'at esek, ve'arbe betorah, it also includes the kolelim of the yeshivot.
I don't know the answer. I don't know.
I plugged in the RCCS, yes.